So in spiritual life, we talk not so much about attachment or detachment, but about commitment. What does that mean? Attachment basically means that the desires have taken control of me. Even when I don't want, my desires go in that direction, they drag me in a particular direction. So if we consider from the perspective of the Vedic three margas, there is Karma Marga, there is Jnana Marga, and there is Bhakti Marga. The Karma Marga is defined by attachment. We think that this world is a nice place. Yeah, some things are wrong, but if I do some adjustments, life will be happy over here. So those adjustments may be financial, those adjustments may be religious also. I have to do some yajna, I have to do some puja, or whatever it is. That is one way of looking at it. So in Karma Marga, one is attached, one thinks that by getting things in this world, I'll become happy. So basically in karma, we romanticize the world. You know, we think, oh, it's a nice place. I just have to find things, you know. Oh, I'll have a wonderful life. I just have to find Mr. Perfect or Mrs. Perfect. I just want to find the perfect partner, then life will be perfect. But actually, we are all imperfect people. So we'll never find a perfect partner. But the mind is imagining, oh, things will work out wonderful. That is the karma marga. So that is attachment. That is, we romanticize the world. Then in the jnana marga, we go to the opposite extreme. We demonize the world. You know, everything is temporary. Everything is illusion. Sab kuch moh maya hai. Everything is illusion. And our focus is, you know, this world will cause me suffering. I want to get out of this world. I want to get out of this world. That is where the focus is detachment. Now, there are several problems with this focus. Because, first of all, you know, we are conscious beings. And we cannot be defined by the negative, what I will not do or what I will give up. We have to have something positive in our life. If we focus too much on detachment, the only desire I should have is that I should have a desire for nothing. The only thing to think is that there is nothing to think. Well, that is a very negative way of living. And when we focus too much on detachment, another problem that comes is we become too discouraged if we are not able to become detached. We make detachment the defining characteristic of our bhakti. So for example, say I'm fasting on Ekadashi. I decide I'm going to fast Nirjal. It's good if I can fast Nirjal. But the point is not to fast Nirjal. The point is I have to chant more, to hear more, to connect with Krishna more. But if I think the success of my Ekadashi is if I fast Nirjal. And somehow I'm not able to fast Nirjal. So I drink some water, or I take some food. And then I feel so attached, I'm so fallen, I'm so useless. And I'm beating myself up all the time. And I'm not doing anything constructive. So if we're too detachment-centered, then we deprive ourselves of the opportunities for connecting with Krishna. So commitment means that that's the path of bhakti. We don't romanticize the world, we don't demonize the world, we utilize the world. Utilize means we understand that there are resources in this world, and I will use them in Krishna's service. And one of the resources in this world is the things of the world. So the things which I have, I will use them. Another resource in this world is detachment. Detachment is also a resource. Different people can have different levels of detachment. And we should see this simply as a resource in the practice of bhakti. Some people may come from a very sattvic background and they may have more detachment than others. Just detachment is not the sign, not the proof of devotion. There are some, even, you know, materialistic people who may be more detached than devotees. But they're not devotees. It's good to be detached, but we have to see detachment simply as one resource on the path of bhakti. It's an important resource, but it's just one resource. But even we focus on detachment, we make detachment as the definer of our bhakti. Because I give this up, so I am a great devotee. And because I can't give it up, I am good for nothing. No. My devotion is defined by how much I am connected with Krishna. So even if because of our attachments, we are dragged into something wrong, what do we do after that? We come back and start practicing bhakti. Commitment means, I'll keep doing this, no matter what happens. I'll keep doing this. So bhakti is defined by our commitment to Krishna. And detachment is helpful in the path of bhakti. But detachment is not the definer of bhakti. The definer of bhakti is the activities that we do for connecting with Krishna. And whatever, if we can center our bhakti on commitment to Krishna, that commitment of Krishna to his commitment to Krishna will itself give us higher satisfaction. And by that higher satisfaction, by that inner enrichment, detachment will come, and that detachment will be sustainable. Otherwise, detachment doesn't come. And even if detachment comes, that detachment makes us proud. That detachment doesn't make us devoted. I may fast nirjal, and then I go in the kitchen and look who is eating what. All attached. All attached people. So, my body is fasting, but my ego is feasting. So, that detachment doesn't take me closer to Krishna. So, our focus should be on commitment. Let me do what I can to connect with Krishna on a regular basis. And then detachment will come naturally. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.